Brad and John. You want to talk some
trash? Okay, Mick's got it all ready to go here. You know, the tour is tomorrow night. The Stones tour kicks off at Soldier Field. And according to the National Enquirer, Mick is touring not only with the Rolling Stones, but with a team of heart doctors who are three guys, and they take shifts, eight-hour rotations. One is always awake and ready to go no matter what happens.
Probably brought by the insurance company.
Mick wears a monitor while he performs. There is a defibrillator nearby. They should have had that for all those guys before this. And they have emergency routes planned from every hotel and venue to the closest hospitals.
Wow. We're not taking any chances.
They probably have like a...
Copter that thing in there. Get a chopper.
They probably have like a bus or a some kind of surgery unit that is like right outside of the concert venue that travels with them, you know? Okay, new Freddie Mercury release this week. Now, they've reworked a song that Freddie did years ago. You know who Dave Clark is from the Dave Clark Five, right? Well, he produced that song Time that Freddie put out back in the 80s. And when they did it, the version that came out in the 80s was full on percussion and vocals and all kinds of orchestration with it. Before they left Abbey Road Studios, Dave Clark said, "Hey, Freddie, just for the fun of it, let's do a stripped down version of this deal, okay? Where no percussion, no backup vocals, you and the piano. Let's do that."
That's how I would want it.
And he did it. And that never got released. Well, last year, Dave Clark found that performance, and he said it gave him goosebumps. So this is what you got.
Time waits for nobody. Time waits for nobody. We all must plan our hopes together, or we'll have no more. Time waits for nobody.
So that's the deal on that. A slow song, but they're putting it, it's out there. I don't know what that means. I don't know if Adam Lambert is singing that with Queen now in that way. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but that's the song.
Sounds great.
Yeah. All right, well, this is a nice moment here, Brad. Alex Trebek got a standing ovation at the NHL Awards show. I guess they had that in Las Vegas last night. And Alex Trebek is an Ontario native, and they brought him out to present the Hart Trophy for the league's most valuable player.
Nice.
How about that? So Alex did that, and the place went crazy for him as he is, he's battling pancreatic cancer. And the lead singer of one of the biggest pop...
Oh, sorry, Freddie.
The lead singer of one of the biggest pop trios is joining Freddie Mercury in that next world. The lead singer of... I mean, these guys sold millions of records in the 60s. The Letterman.
Well, I think I'm going out of my...
Goodbye head. To Jim Pike, who passed away.
Yes, I think I'm going out of my head.
How old was he?
Yeah, I don't know, 80, 70? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. The Letterman were founded in 1961. They had 19 songs in the top 100, their last hit coming in 1971. And you couldn't, if you had the radio on all day in like 1970 or 71, you would hear at least a couple of Letterman
sure
songs
you would.
On there. They were, they were all over the radio at that time. This is your parents' music, is what this is.
Can't take my eyes off you.
I bet Brad Cash Sr. was listening to this stuff back in the day. What was
when he
listening
was pitching,
to? 19...
When he was pitching Woo, I'm sure he was.
1970. You think that's what he was? That's what he had on?
Oh, God, you know, my dad surprises me. You know, I always thought it was like Ernest Tubb and stuff like that. But then, you know, he'll make little comments about the Rolling Stones or the Grateful Dead or something, and I'm like, you like the Grateful Dead, do you?
Really?
Okay. I mean, you know, a couple songs. Because they have, you know, a little bit of that kind of Americana, you know.
Sure.
And, you know.
Sure.
Storytelling.
All right. Well, if he liked the Grateful Dead, maybe he did not like the Letterman. That is the trash.